good stuff. Yeah. Welcome back to the Brutal View.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes,
appreciated.
Hit that notification bell, that subscribe button. Tell your friends about us. You'll notice the title is Mushroom Mountain. We have some things to discuss.
Yes, we do.
Some events to recap.
Yep.
Eric is not joining us today. He is a.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I've already made my peace. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't drag me back into it, bro.
He could be in jail soon. We'll just say that.
How?
Yeah. We'll keep talking about that. Should we? I feel like if someone listens to this, that's like his family. What if they like believe that? And they're like, what the fuck?
I keep on telling him, dude, she's not even 12 and he's just doesn't listen. And
no.
I
don't know if...
I don't know what the fuck he's doing hanging out at Roller Kingdom on Wednesday night. We all know it's school night, but whatever. Moving on.
Yeah.
So,
so he won't be here. He should join us next week, I believe. Do you want to just get right into it?
Let's get into it, baby.
So, I'm just going to be explicit, right? Should I say this as alleged?
Yeah.
Okay.
Allegedly, this may or may not have happened.
Yeah.
Right. Last week.
So, last weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Where I may or may not have been there at this event that may or may not have happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot you weren't there in the beginning. So, we had some psilocybin mushrooms, allegedly. They were in the form of chocolate bars.
White chocolate.
White chocolate bars.
The peasant of all chocolate.
Yeah. I learned that night that I wasn't a fan of like white chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the, I mean, I actually don't mind it on like strawberries and shit like that and other fruits.
But it's not even real chocolate. White chocolate isn't chocolate.
What do you mean?
It's not chocolate.
I don't understand.
It's not from the cocoa fruit, the cacao.
The cacao.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, listen, I'm not smart enough to know how to make fucking white chocolate.
Well, you know more than me, so.
But I know it's not chocolate.
Okay.
I know it's not real chocolate.
Damn.
Some fucked up shit. So we had psilocybin mushrooms in this white chocolate.
In the chocolate.
In the chocolate.
And it tasted
pretty good. Like
it tasted like chocolate.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
May or may not have tasted good.
It may or may not have tasted exactly like white chocolate. Like it was crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So.
But. So, okay, I'm going to back up a little bit. So, earlier, you know, we were helping Eric move in.
Mm-hmm.
Eric was moving into his new place, so we moved. And we were going to celebrate that night, you know, just maybe have a fire, have a few drinks, have some food, and then thought of the idea of just, all right, maybe a tiny bit of mushrooms, possibly, maybe, allegedly. And
may or may not have alleged, but right.
And
yeah.
when we got that story together, or that... we got everyone's like order in, I guess. I don't really know how to word that. We decided to go to with the mushrooms, allegedly. So when we did, we found out, you know, the chocolate bars, I guess one piece, right, is equivalent to like 0.3 grams of the psilocybin mushroom, I think.
And this is split up like a Hershey bar.
Yeah, so there's like fucking...
It's like...
Twelve pieces in one bar, or something like that. Yeah, actually, there's definitely more than that. There's maybe 24. No, maybe there's 12.
That's 12.
Wasn't there three across though?
3-4.
Okay. Really? Okay. I'll believe you. I don't remember that much. Well, I remember everything, but not the chocolate.
Yeah. Right.
So we were just gonna take a tiny bit. Like we wanted the equivalent to like a gram and a half, maybe 2 grams of shrooms, because I've allegedly done that before, and it's allegedly a very nice, calm, sustainable high.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's not even like a high. Like, you're just like, you're kind of getting the visuals. You're not freaking out. You know, you're coherent. You can do anything. It's just, you feel better. You laugh a lot. That's what I thought was going to happen with this.
Euphoria, yeah. You were hoping for euphoria.
Yeah.
Sounds like you did not receive euphoria.
Yeah.
How much did you take?
So I took half of a bar, half of a full chocolate bar, which I think is 6 pieces. Yeah. I had 8 pieces. I remember Eric broke it down to everyone. How does that make sense?
No, though? It's three rows of four. I mean, four rows of three.
I don't know.
So you had six pieces. That's half of 12.
I'm pretty sure he gave me two. You're probably right. I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah.
And
he tried to give me six pieces, and I was like, fuck you, bro. Dude, because I'm not a dickhead.
They said, okay, so essentially the bar is what, 4 grams? One bar is 4 grams, I think is what it said on the package.
Yeah.
So half would be 2 grams.
Yeah.
That shit was not 2 grams of fucking shrooms in half of that. Okay, so this is what I think.
Did you only do half? That's it?
And I tripped. Allegedly. I tripped my fucking balls off, dude.
Did you really?
I tripped really, really hard.
Dude, I didn't even trip that hard, bro.
Places. Yes, he did. I promise you. Yes, he did. He might have said that to you, but.
No, dude, we were chilling. Like, he was just hanging out all night with us, bro.
I know that, but we talked. Like, he tripped. Like. Even before you got there, dude, we were doing some weird shit.
All right, so from my perspective, and allegedly this may or may not have happened. Yeah. Of course, just disclaimer.
This is all alleged.
Yeah, alleged. But the way I see it is these guys invite me like, hey, come hang out, allegedly. And they're like, come hang out, we're going to do some shrooms. So I'm like, cool. I drive down, I get to the house, and in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to hang out. I'm going to take a little bit of shroom. We're going to vibe out. We're going to chill, and then I'm going to go home. I was like, word. I show up. And they have a fire going at the back of their house.
Yeah.
Now, that'd be fine.
That was a bad idea.
The problem is, you guys are, like, in the middle of Salem. You guys are not in the sticks. Like, this is suburbia. It was really funny. And then they were doing it with, like, treated wood. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, like, ugh.
I mean, it wasn't necessarily us at that time. There were sober people there who were kind of leading that, but
what the fuck, dude? Those guys are morons. Yeah,
I don't even want to out them out.
It is cold as shit outside, and I'm like, why are you guys outside sitting around this shitty fire right now? Like, it's awful. I felt so bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
I felt bad. But we went inside eventually, and then I showed us Lil Nas X Montero, the gay video.
Yeah, that fucked us up too.
Oh, yeah. What happened, bro?
We were all fucked up.
What happened? That wasn't a big deal.
You weren't on our level, man.
I wasn't on your level.
So dude, the shit we were seeing, it wasn't just resonating. It was, I looked away and it painted the wall type of thing. Like, I couldn't get out of it. And it was stuck. It kept repeating.
We're serious?
I swear to God, dude. Well,
that music video I put on.
I was stuck in multiple time loops that night, dude. I was allegedly tripping that hard.
Shut up, dude.
And the funny thing is, when I looked at my phone, it was only for like an hour. So I guess I didn't trip that hard. You know what I mean? But it. So this is what my theory is.
Shoot.
Edibles that are from dispensaries now are the straight THC extract. It's the purest shit you can get. Okay. So obviously they're not going to put a shit ton of milligrams in them, but it's going to be like very potent. So if you eat a shit ton, you're going to get wicked fucked up.
Right.
This shit was made by a similar type of company.
It's the
extract of psilocybin. So it's not the go up to the peak and then back down. It's
rocket ship up your ass.
This is pretty cool. The visuals are nice. Boom! Where the fuck are we? Yeah, okay, hey, I'm back. It's like it was way the fuck too strong.
So for the record, I was there. I took 3 pieces of chocolate.
Allegedly.
And Eric was like, dude, take more. And I was like, nah, bro. He's like, take more, you pussy. I was like, fuck you. Blow me. So I took the 3 pieces and I had the other 3 pieces. He's like, what am I going to do with these? I'm like, eat them. He's like, nah, bro, I can't do that. I'm like, fuck that. Eat that shit. How much did he already eat? Did he eat a full bar at that point?
He ate a full fucking bar.
So he ate a full bar at that point, and then he ate the other 3 pieces.
Yeah, dude.
All this did for me, though, unfortunately, all it did for me was trigger my anxiety. I was just sitting there with crazy anxiety for like 45 minutes.
You definitely were tripping a little bit, dude. There was definitely parts where you were like, okay, this is, you're like, this is pretty cool. And then when we all laughed like hysterically hard for a good like 4 minutes straight, pretty sure you were screaming at that point. You tried to hit a cat too, not literally, but
that was funny. Hilarious.
Yeah, but that was terrifying to us.
Dude, I played it up because it was so comedic. But I realized it was probably
yeah, dude, because it was just emphasized for us. So when you go boom, we're like, why is he doing this? Like,
dude, I love animals.
I vividly remember Eric saying more than once, "You are the worst person to trip balls with, Ruben." Like, he was tripping that hard. Like,
oh man, I thought he was joking, and I was tripping too. So, well, not as much.
Yeah, no, it's just the little shit, dude. That was so fucking funny.
I thought that was hilarious. So, like, all right, yeah. So this, we're over here. We're on the couch playing Smash, watching YouTube videos. There's a little cat walks in, and I'm allergic to cats. And at the moment, I'm like, you know, it'd be really funny if I scared off the cat. I don't know, because it had been quiet for a couple minutes.
Okay, so this cat wanted
to. This cat starts to walk up, and I go, "Ooh!" Just like, I didn't really check him, but I did check him.
Yeah.
And he freaks out and runs out. I'm like, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And nobody else laughed, but I continued to laugh. I stood by my guns. I was like, that was fucking funny. And you guys are fucking.
I think
assholes.
It's just because you didn't take that much, so you probably were on like the okay, this isn't that bad level. Yeah. Like, I'm just having a nice
trip. I was having
trip.
A good time.
Dude, all three of us, like, there were points, dude, when the blowtorch was first picked up. Yeah. And started being used, and I knew he was tripping harder than I was.
Who, Eric?
Robbie.
No, he wasn't. He was fine. Eric is good with his...
Dude, I don't think you were there when we were... Because there was a long time where we were just in by ourselves doing really weird shit and saying things that made no sense. And okay, we were laughing okay. like... We were like putting blankets over our heads. Like, it was like wild.
You know,
I don't know if you were there for that.
I wasn't there.
I don't remember
for that.
You being there. So.
No, I wasn't there for that. When Robbie put the blanket over his head, I do remember that.
But yeah, like, no, those. Yeah.
You guys weren't acting that weird.
I think we just handle our shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah. I was like, oh, these guys are just.
I'm telling you, like, because it's vivid in my memory right now. So I was freaking out. Like,
so what was the best part of that night?
The best part was probably leading up to. So the blowtorch was probably the strike one in my brain because I immediately was like, oh, if I'm tripping and he's tripping, this probably isn't going to go well. Like, we have a blowtorch inside of his grandfather's home that he just moved into.
Yeah.
So I immediately went to the negative side. And when you trip, once you start that once, mm-hmm. everything kind of trickles down afterwards. Mm-hmm. So up to that point was the best. I was laughing hysterically at everything. I was having the time of my life.
And then I fucking ruined it.
You weren't even that bad. You terrified me, but I'm not going to lie. The blowtorch just sent me on like it was a weird tick.
That went spiral.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an interesting night, allegedly.
But again, allegedly, I wasn't trying to even trip like that. I was just trying to have a good time.
Well, me either. I was there like, I'm going to take this and go home. And I was held hostage until midnight because I'm like, I'm not driving like this.
Right.
I'm fucking chilling.
The visuals were really nice, though. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't get many visuals. I just, like I said,
dude, the fucking twisting in the music videos was, not music video, just anything. The walls, the music videos, everything twisted, and it just kept twisting and going in itself, and I was loving it.
So when I put those instrumentals and it had like the really basic backgrounds, that must have been nice.
Dude, I was sitting there like.
You were vibing. Yeah. You were just there for like 30 minutes, just like bobbing your head. And our raps were so bad. Dude, I could not be creative.
I don't know why. I could not listen to you guys for more than like 10 or 20 seconds. I just start going into some other place. Like,
yeah.
And then I come out and you're all laughing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm like, all right. I kind of noticed that.
Yeah.
Eric was clowning you all night. He kept turning to me. He's like, bro, John is fucked.
Yeah.
I'm like, allegedly.
I don't know. I mean, I think he. I don't think he would mind me saying this, but he said that when he went to sleep, he started just tripping, like it was hours later, and then he just started tripping balls again and couldn't fucking sleep. Like he said, it was like horrible.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's been fucking, you know, his stomach's been kind of fucked up. Mine's been fucked up too. Yeah. I don't know if that's...
My shits have been tough lately.
Really?
Yeah,
do you think that's psilocybin?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It could be the fact that... We ate pizza and grapes that night.
Dude, I ate nothing.
All right, so then there you go.
I had four beers, too.
That probably doesn't help,
to
be honest. You know, probably just the shrooms alone would have been good, but...
Yeah, well, I was just drinking two beers and then...
And then another two.
No, but two beers before I started tripping.
Okay.
And then when I was tripping, I was like, I want another one. And yeah, I like, I don't know. I couldn't stop myself at that point.
Yeah, it made you feel good and you liked it?
I loved it. Yeah. That's cool. I didn't fall asleep until 4:30. I came back here and smoked cigarettes, dude. I was fucked up.
You smoked cigarettes?
Yeah. I left Eric's house that night because I literally like, after I went in the room,
yeah.
I wasn't sleeping. I was just sitting there staring at the ceiling. I figured you were. Freaking out, you know. I figured. Obviously, like, yeah. Dealing with some shit in my own fucking in my own memory.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I just came down wicked hard at like 11:40. I heard you leave. I heard Worcester leave. And then around like 12, I don't know.
Whoa, 30. Whoa, you got the story fucked up. Worcester left. I was there until almost one.
Okay, so then he probably left first. I heard someone leave, and then I heard two people leave at different times. I'll say that. I didn't know exactly. Bro, I think
Worcester left before he even went to bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. I don't even remember that.
We have a friend named Worcester.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, Worcester's a listener. I love you, Worcester.
He's a good guy.
Shout out to you, Worcester, for keeping Katie company through that madness, because she was fucking pissed.
I bet. I know. Everyone, you guys kept telling me that she took shrooms as well, and then she didn't.
Oh no, she allegedly. Yeah. No, she allegedly, didn't. Yeah.
So there's this moment. This is just how I am as a person.
Like, yeah.
Just obviously, you know who I am at this point, but we were just hanging out. You were already in the room, and we were outside smoking weed, and we had just come inside. And Katie was like, "Oh, do you mind opening up the door and checking on John?" And I said, "No." And I sat down, and she looked at me, and she kind of got upset. She's like, "Why not?" And I'm like, John's a man.
Yeah, I was dealing with shit, man.
I'm like, John's dealing with shit right now.
Right, exactly.
What am I going to do? Go in there and be like, are you breathing? Like, I'm not going to
say it like that.
I'm not going to tuck him in a bed, too. But like,
that sounds kind of fucked up, though, because what if I wasn't breathing?
No, you were fine.
Yeah, no, I know
you were fine.
Yeah.
Plus, Katie checked on you earlier. But like, where I am with that is like, as a man, like, whatever you get yourself into, you should be able to get yourself out of it.
100%.
And I don't mean that. And
that's
like,
actually why
way,
I went into the bedroom. Yeah. I was like, yo, I need to do
this. I figured you wanted
like,
to be private.
Exactly. Like, if I sit here, I'm just going to be, like, kind of silent and staring into nothingness. Like, I need to, like, I need to go. Yeah. It's funny. I went in there. I put on Beethoven and stared at the ceiling. If someone went in there, they would have been like, I think he's trying to hurt someone.
Yeah,
like,
Death Note is fucked up. No, but she made me feel a little bit bad about it. I was like, no, dude, like, I'm not being an asshole. It's just John, he wants to be by himself.
So yeah.
He's going to be by himself.
Well, so. You know, she was just, like, concerned. I don't think she's ever really.
But I'm also like, if you're that concerned, you go check up on him.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't know. I would do that with anybody.
She did check on me.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
She was like, she kept checking the sheets to make sure you didn't wet yourself, and she kept putting hot towels over your forehead.
She didn't do either of those. I was going to say, I was awake the whole time.
Yeah, the rectal thermometer, that was the toughest part.
Okay, yeah.
That did happen. That is not a legend.
Yeah, that one actually, I'll co-sign.
That is not a legend. That happened. Yeah, the rectal, it was just a cucumber, but moving on.
Yeah, so that was our trip to Mushroom Mountain, my trip at least. So I will never trip again.
No
in
more
my
acid?
Entire life.
Ever?
Yeah. Well, I might try acid, but I'll never do
shrooms. I mean, it's not all that. People are like, yeah, I went to space. And,
I mean,
like,
I had fun with it already.
All you do is you're either going to think about like some really just joking shit, like dumb shit, you know, clown shit.
You either like vibe.
You're going to vibe or you're going to go inside and be like, I'm going to think about my life.
Yeah.
And I'm going to think. And I feel like that's what you did, right?
Well, half the time. Yes. Yeah. Sure. On the come down. Yeah.
Well, we talked about my acid trip not too long ago and I was in that same position.
Yeah.
Worse even because I was freaking out and I had three other people in the house at the same time because I had roommates at the time. So I was like, I really hope I don't run into one.
Right.
Yeah. And then I did.
Oh no.
And then I was like, hey. He was like, and that was it.
Wow.
I know.
There was nothing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we did kill the first 20 minutes off that, but that's why the episode's called Mushroom Mountain.
Mushroom Mountain.
I know.
Be careful. Don't drive and do your hallucinogens.
Yeah. I know. I had to wait that shit out. Mm-hmm. So if
you got
to
wait it out.
We allegedly took that shit around 7, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Maybe a tiny bit earlier. I want to say 7's a good time. And I didn't leave until maybe 12:30 or 1. Mm-hmm. So
later than that, dude.
Well, didn't daylight savings hit that day? No, I'm thinking I was really fucked up.
That was the day, a couple days before. Yeah. So just for clearance, if you've never done a hallucinogen, what we're talking about is not like you're going to be driving in the middle of the road at night and an imaginary bunny is going to jump out or an imaginary dragon is going to come out.
Shadow is the most common, I think.
You're going to see a shadow. You're going to feel something. You're going to have like the sudden urge to swerve or get like, oh, I got to turn here now.
Yeah.
And like it'll just jump on you like that. So... that's the only reason I yell at people. I'm like, you're not fucking going anywhere. Like, yeah. Just sit your ass down.
I know. When I went out there, I know, like, so I saw Eric and fucking
Robbie.
Katie was already asleep by that point. Mm-hmm. And they were just like, yo, it's good. How you doing? But, like, they were both, like this, basically, just sitting there. Like, I could tell they were, like, coming down hard kind of thing. And I was like, oh, man, like, I feel like shit. That was a horrible experience. And I was like, I think I'm going to go home. And they're like, okay, you seem good. And I was like, I need to go home. I was like, I'm going to take off. Like,
it's humbling, man. It'll humble you. But dude,
again, I didn't want to trip. Like, I just wanted to have a tiny little good feeling and then just enjoy the night. I wasn't trying to like.
I really want to hear what Eric went through because he ate.
I hope he.
More than double what you did.
Yeah.
But he was vibing. Like, from what I can tell, he was just chilling. Yeah. There was one moment where he got really quiet for, like, 30 minutes, and he was, like, in his own head. And every time I heard him talking, he was whispering something to Katie.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I don't know.
Katie, I love you.
I don't...
I was like...
yeah. See, I don't even want to say some of the things that he was doing. I'd rather let him tell it, because it just... it honestly, some of it freaked me out, and... well, I don't want to say it freaked me out, because that sounds weird. Like... I was worried for him type of freaked me out. Not like he didn't do anything creepy, but I don't know. There was a point where he was just like staring, and this could have even been my brain tricking me.
Yeah.
And he was just making a noise and just continuously holding that same note and then slowly turning his head. And I thought I heard Katie go, dude, stop. Are you good? And then I was like, what is happening? I was like, no. I was like, I'm freaking out now.
I took the shrooms and then we started to play Smash and I just couldn't focus.
That actually took my mind off of it though. I was looking at it. I was like, ooh.
Oh, look at all the colors.
I was like, this is cool.
It's like hard to fucking follow, bro. Oh,
dude, so hard.
What the fuck? Kitty was whooping my ass for a couple minutes there.
Yeah.
But, hey, God, we're here to live and tell the tale.
Right. I hope... Eric does want to talk. Even if he doesn't, I just, it'll be nice to have him back on.
No worries.
Nice to have both of you on again, too, at once.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So, hold on. Quick question before we move on.
Yep.
Lil Nas X, the music video, I played it for you. Have you watched it after the fact? Because it's pretty trending right now.
I was going to say, it's pretty hard not to know. Yeah, I mean, this is one of my topics. I was going to jump into this later on, but... let's go into
it. First of all, I'm a huge fan of his.
Okay.
Massive.
All right. Like his music or just him?
Him.
I'm a fan of him.
I'm a fan of him as well.
Not really a fan of his music though. But well, he's all
over the place.
I like
him. He does pop. He does approachable pop for the masses.
Yeah.
I feel like that.
The music is just not my taste.
Yeah. It's really generic. But yeah. I love the vibe. I love his story. I love what he does, bro. I think he has a great social media presence to the point where my boys were clowning on me a couple months ago. They're like, yo, you have a crush on him. I was like, I do. Like, he's the fucking man, bro. Like, he's such the man. That being said, I love the new music video. If you haven't seen it, this is the new video that came out where he's just overly black and overly gay. And it's both those two things in your face at once. And a lot of people are like, it's gay, and black and gay, and I can't deal with it.
This is literally
that's what it is.
I don't want to compare this to this situation, but this same fucking thing happened when we were kids and we were bumping Eminem.
Yeah.
This same shit happened.
Yeah.
Eminem causes gang violence. Like, all his lyrics are, like, this was all over the news at the time. Now social media is around, it's just... 10 times more, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're not the comparable situations because this one's a lot worse. Like, if Lil Nas X was not black or gay, he would probably, this wouldn't even be news.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be upset with it. You know what I mean?
Like, do you like the video? When we were tripping, did you like it?
I was going to say, I'm scarred. I can't look at the video.
Why?
It fucked me
it's
up.
It's so
dude.
Good though.
Nah, man. What, I, the, dude, the I'm having nightmares about devil? That type of shit now.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
My nightmares are turning and twisting, and it's fucking me up.
It's so cartoonish. What are
I
you
think that's
talking
why.
About, dude?
Because it resonated with me at the time. So
he makes out with himself.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw all the weird, crazy shit, and then I was like, I don't know if I want to watch this right now. When I looked away, I couldn't look away, so I was like,
what?
I don't like this. That's how hard. I don't know,
man. Oh
man!
All right, so this is a 3-minute video.
That's
and the
just
worst,
what happened.
The worst that happens in this video is he makes out with himself, and not even he kisses himself, and then he rides the devil.
Yeah, doesn't he like kill him underwear. At the end or something too? He does something.
He snaps the devil's head, yeah. takes off his horns, and puts him on his own head.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen worse music videos.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that I saw that one tripping ball is like, it's all I can think about.
So, I mean, when I watched it, the only thing I got from it was like, yo, this is a message. Like, I'm black, I'm gay, I'm proud, and you can't tell me shit. And I love that shit.
Was that your first time watching it?
That was my third.
Okay, so you already had a yeah. notion. I haven't seen that before. That was yeah. just sprung upon me. In the middle of a trip that was turning awful.
Yeah, well, you know? Maybe the timing of it was bad, but I stand by my video, man. I think yeah, it was fucking good.
Allegedly. But I allegedly. Okay, if you say it's a good video, I will believe you because...
It's a great video.
Yeah, I have seen awesome. Worse. I just remember parts and bits and pieces yeah. repeatedly. And
it was 3 minutes long. I'm yeah. so sorry those 3 minutes ruined
dude,
your...
3 minutes turned into 20 to 30, and then when I sleep, I fucking... It, I don't
what
even...
What do you see? You see the Lil Nas X? You got Lil Nas X?
Dude, the colors and the weird shit that's like up on the screen that goes up,
yeah, yeah.
it just shows up and it starts twisting and turning things and it fucks me up, dude. I'm like,
oh,
yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Because there's a part in the video where it's very like dreamlike. It,
right.
He's riding the pole down the hell and it's just twisting.
That's
and
probably what it was,
just
dude.
Twisting
some,
and
one of those things I
dude,
was just like.
That's such a great scene, dude. What are you talking about? Because he's a really good pole dancer. I'm like,
okay.
I got respect for this fucking guy. All dude.
Right. Yeah. I don't deny it.
Yo.
Yeah.
My man.
Well, honestly, I think all the power to him. And I think the fact Christ. That all these people are angry is just going to make him more fucking money. So
for sure.
keep fucking doing you, Lil Nas X.
Yeah, keep on know? Riding Satan, bro. Take yeah. off those horns, wear them. I'm a big fan.
Oh, we should touch on it. Do you agree with the fact that's... Because I know they said, like, oh, our children look up to you. Like, how do you
great.
Think...
That's a great model for them to look up to.
But how do you think it's going to, like, seem for kids...
What they're,
I guess, with the devil is what the main thing is. What I
so,
saw.
So, all right, these are things that have been portrayed so many times. So,
yeah.
I don't understand why it's a problem. The devil has been portrayed in so many times in worse ways before, and gay people have been portrayed
right.
so
and
many times. Worse
isn't the
before.
Devil like cartoony? Like he doesn't look
Mega.
Real.
He's super cartoony.
Yeah, I don't understand.
He
the
doesn't
argument.
Even look real. So people are really blowing this out of proportion. I
yeah.
think it's ridiculous. We grew up seeing Shakira shake her ass.
Yeah.
If you're gonna tell me it's
dude.
Weird to see a guy shake his ass, is it a little sure, but not that weird, man.
Yeah.
To be honest. That's
most of the music videos I watched were like gang members with weapons and like
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like that's
dude.
Gonna be better. You know what I mean?
Bro, like
I'm not trying to again, I'm not taking a side. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm taking Lil Nas X side in this argument, but
100%.
When it comes to music videos, I don't that shit it don't matter.
People are crazy and
yeah.
they're looking at that and going if you're, let me tell you, if you have a little kid and he's watching or she's watching that video, good on them. Because if I were them, well, I'm not, but what they're going to think is, okay, openness. It's okay to be gay. And it is okay to be gay. And the people that are looking at this video and going, oh, that video wasn't okay,
yeah.
either have a problem with religion or have a problem with homosexuality.
Yeah.
It's one of the two.
Yeah.
That's just
which
where
is
it goes.
Probably a majority of the country.
That's right. Unfortunately,
you know, like,
but this is a problem that will correct itself over time
yeah.
as people start dying off.
I was
going to
say,
people.
Yeah, dude, the more these old people die, this is going to be a
progressive
dude,
by the
ass.
Time you and me are in our 50s, this bullshit that we're dealing with now...
You think it'll be better, though?
A million times.
I hope the brains
times.
Are there. I know. I hope...
It's not even about the brains. It's just... We gotta...
Well, no,
ignorance.
I mean, like, I
ignorance.
Hope our generation builds enough and contributes enough that the world is more futuristic, because I feel like if we're...
We will.
You know what I mean?
Of course. That's not even a concern.
That's a concern sometimes
no,
to
no,
me.
No, 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 no.
I don't know. I have met some ridiculously smart people.
All right, moving on. I'm done with Lil Nas X.
Yeah, okay, I wanted to touch on this. I had to get my... excuse me. PCR COVID test, right? The lab, the 100% accurate COVID test.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten any type of COVID test?
No.
Okay. So I didn't know this before, but now I have the knowledge, so I feel like I want to share it and then ask a dumb question. Mm-hmm. The rapid test is a nose swab, right? They like stick it up to your brain. They just go like 1, 2, 3, 4 up to the other side. 1, 2, 3, 4
I think it's just one side.
No, it's both for the rapid. At least the clinic I went to. I don't know. It might be one on some of them. They took the wrong test on me. They're like, actually, we need you to come back.
They took the wrong test?
They took the rapid test, and since... Well, I requested the PCR test because of my work situation. Yeah. I work in the office with people, too. I need to train. I had to train fucking two people. Yeah, I had to take the PCR test. So I had to go back. So she took it again. Then she goes up, goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, brain, dude, right? It hurt.
I know, it's the worst,
bro. After the fourth, like, I was like, okay, the four, I'm like, I can deal with that on each side. Like, that sucked. That was uncomfortable.
You feel it, like, up here, bro. Yeah. You feel it,
she was, like, banging off, like, the bone or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like flicking it. I was like, yo, like, chill. What the fuck happens if someone has, like, a ridiculously stuffy nose?
Well, a stuffy nose isn't boogers in your nose. It's the muscles in your nose constricting in your sinuses.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's so far up that she won't even get to that point anyways. I'm pretty sure that happens, like, way back here.
But, like, so I've gotten to the point where I've had to, like... Like, I've had to blow my nose consistently
you
for,
blow
like,
your load? Me too, bro. Not in a...
Consistently for 30 minutes now. Yeah. I've had to blow my nose for, like... mad long, you know what I mean?
For like hours.
Exactly. And it's just always fucking stuffy, and it's always fuck. I feel like if you're that bad, like dripping out of your nose bad, and you try to get like a test, like won't that like fuck it up? Like won't, will they even like be able to do it? I feel like they'd be like, yo, you gotta like clean that shit out a little bit, and then...
Well, they might. I'm sure they have. I'm sure they do. I don't think it's a big, I don't think it's a big concern.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you have, all right, you know when you're sick and your nose closes up?
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about earlier. That's when it'll physically close up the nostril.
Do you think that thing will, like, get past it
easily? No, because that's back. That's, like, back here. That's not even up here in the front.
Okay.
It's like if you close a hose from, like, 6 feet back, it's still going to stop the water.
Right. You know what I mean?
So that's kind of how it goes. That's an interesting question.
I was just curious.
I've not taken the vaccine. I'd be down, but...
Are you,
fucking...
Guess what I did today? Signed up for the vaccine.
Okay, cool.
I'm taking it.
Nice.
I'm doing it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I take it...
Are you
going to
do it?
Huh?
Are you going to do it?
If I need to. I mean, I don't feel like I need to right now.
Yeah.
I'm unemployed and homeless. So, no, there's no reason really.
I think the only reason I am doing it is because of my work situation, to be honest. I have to share offices with people now because of how much the company's growing, so.
I don't go out.
I just thought about it. I was like, well, I'm not going to be traveling till the end of the year, so I don't need it. Going to Vermont next weekend, no one gives a fuck. I guess I don't really need it other than work.
Now, let me say, if you're one of those people that take it, I'm a believer that if you take this vaccine and you feel any symptoms, keep them to yourself.
Yeah.
Big time. And the only reason I say that is not because like, oh yeah, just like keep it to yourself, I don't want to hear it. It's literally because people are already freaking out about this.
Yeah.
You know how many times I hear people like, oh, my cousin took the vaccine and he grew a fucking horn out his ass.
Yeah.
And I'm like... And it's everywhere.
I've heard stories that people are taking the vaccine and losing limbs, like their arms are falling off.
I'm and
like,
that's bullshit. That's
dude,
not
how
fucking
far
happening,
are people
going
to really go to fucking believe that shit? Like,
bro.
So what, your arm just shrivels up to a tiny little speck and then just pops off? Like, how do they expect that to happen? Like,
I also feel a lot of this is just fucking lack of education. And I'm of the mind that if you want people to, you know... do things the right way, you got to educate them. But people are out here taking the vaccine and go, oh, I feel a little sick the day after. Yeah, that's how vaccines work.
How do you expect them to educate them though? Because all the information is online. You can just Google it and it's all there for you. So Do they have to put it on billboards and shit, you know?
I yell at my brother for the same reason. Yeah. He'll be like, oh, I'm like, oh, why did you fail in this class? And he'll be like, oh, because I didn't know how to do this. I'm like, you know what's crazy is you have a device that can teach you anything you want to know right now.
Right.
If you want to take a college class, you can do it for free right now in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and you're going to use the excuse. So
for you can buy the textbooks online, like in classes.
You can do anything.
Like, you can literally read them.
Like, I hate it when people ask me dumbass questions. I get pissed.
Yeah.
I get fucking pissed, dude.
So you won't, if you take the vaccine, you're not like worried about any side shit?
I'm not either. I'm not worried about it at all.
Dude, I've done... No.
It's 2021, fucked up shit to my body.
Yeah, right. Like,
like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm not worried.
I eat ass, bro. I'm the first date. Like,
facts.
What am I going to do? I'm out here eating ass, and I'm not going to take the vaccine. Give me three. I don't give a shit.
Give me three. At once. Fuck it. I can take it.
Fuck it, man. You know what I mean?
And just to roll back a tiny bit, I've taken the flu shot mad times and then felt like shit afterwards.
You all, because that's how vaccines work. It puts it's your body on fucking, high alert.
Exactly. It puts a little bit into you because you got to fucking, build it. What is it? The antibodies to fight it. You build it in your immune system, and then you learn how to fight it. So now, if you try to get it again, it's you already know.
You know what it is, though. It's that if when you fear something. All right, we can move on. I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
In the middle of that sentence, I'm like,
you're just like, and I'm done.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
My sister was talking to me today, and I was starting to say something. I go, never mind.
Yeah.
She goes, finish that. And I'm like, no, I don't care anymore. She goes, just do it. And I was like, no. And after a while, I was like, now I'm definitely not going to say it.
Right.
Because you're bothering me way too much
people
about it.
People get pissed at that. I've done that before, and people are like, all right, well, now, like, you're just being mean for not fucking saying it.
And I'm like, okay, it's not that big of a deal. It's so like, stupid. I was just like, drop it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
moving on.
Did you know? Mm. I'm sure you did because you watched this. That the penis floats. Why does the penis float?
What?
Why does your penis float in water?
Your penis floats?
Yes. If you are laying in a bathtub and you like lay back,
this
a little,
is not a test I've done, man.
Dick will. You've never.
It'll
just,
float. Well, yeah. No, you're right. You're
like
right.
In a pool or something, you just kind of like raises up a little bit.
Yeah.
Despite the common myth, the penis is not a muscle. How fucking blown away is that? It's I guess it's a bunch of tissue and valves and other shit and like vessels that just fill up with blood. Like it has like a muscle texture, but the muscle's minimum. It's not even like in the penis. It's on Dr. Drew After Dark.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I think the episode is literally called like "Why Does It Float?" He got a question, and it's just like, "Yeah, like, why do penises float?" I was like, "Why do they float?" And apparently, they're not muscles. So,
have you had this question before?
No, I've never thought of this.
I've never thought of it before.
I don't know. That guy must have just been like literally in a pool and just been like. Write this down, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like,
speaking of penises and pools and adding vaginas
and floating
pool sex,
yeah,
out of 10, what do you give it?
Honestly, like a 5.
Ass, like a 2.
Two?
Me.
Really
awful, bro. I hate
it's well sexy. Mine was like kind of discreet.
Huh?
Mine was like kind of discreet.
Me too.
Like
we were doing it. Yeah.
Well, and what I mean by that, like it was kind of public, and then we were like just like mine just like too. Sitting on the stairs, steps type of thing, and I was just like inserting.
That's hot.
Yeah,
that's
and like of... a bunch of people were there, and it was like
oh,
we were just chilling, like that type. That's oh, wow. why I was. It was nice, but it didn't like
you don't bust though.
That was the end of it.
Yeah,
and, like it, we couldn't move, we couldn't do anything else, and we had to be very careful. So like that was it. Like
so, like what are you doing? I'm just chilling inside my girl.
Yeah.
Like what? Like yeah, my dick's inside her right
like,
now.
Literally, it's just
like you want to say, pull it out.
Yeah.
Pool sex, mega overrated.
Yeah.
Done it. It's sexy. It's hot leading up to, and then like it. Obviously, you didn't thrust.
Yeah.
But
so you'd have to do it on like the side of the pool.
Yeah, you have to be out of the water. Right. We did it in the water.
What about on a floaty?
We did it in the water, bro. No, yeah. Because it was a shallow pool. So it was this is a fuck the best story.
Okay.
I don't know who's listening to it.
Let's go. Oh, why should you not?
No, I'm still gonna go for it. Anal? I'm gonna go for it.
Okay.
Me and my ex at a
But you just said it straight up. Oh fuck.
It happens. It happens. So, dude, just at this part, this pool party, and everybody left, and it's just me and her just chilling. We're the last people there, and we're just, like, hot and heavy. And we're just like, there's a pool. Let's bang it out.
Okay.
We start doing it.
Okay.
And it fucking sucks, because, like, water gets in there. In the vagine.
Ew, I didn't and even it think of that.
It gets, like, swishy. It doesn't even feel good. It's, like, the worst.
Really?
Bro. Yeah, dude.
It's awful. Oh, I do think I have experienced that before.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Damn, that just unlocked a weird memory in my head.
Did it?
Yeah.
How about shower sex?
Overrated.
Sexy, hot, overrated.
Yeah, it kind of depends for me, because if it's just straight sex, definitely overrated. But if it's just a lot of head, then that's nice.
Then we're talking. Yeah. I know. Head's good anyway, yeah, bro.
Right?
Pool head, awesome.
I wouldn't even. How would that? If she just goes underwater.
Not underwater.
Imagine that, dude. She's just like floating.
So no, it's the other way around. So you keep your legs out of the water, like on the side, on the curb, and you're underwater from your torso up, and you have a snorkel, and she's blowing you. You're just like.
Okay.
Because you can't breathe and you're in the water.
Yeah, I feel
you. And you start flailing. And you start choking, but you have a hard dick and you're coming at the same time.
Yeah, I was going to say that's when you nut, when you're like about to die.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, I'm dying. Oh, God. I hope no one clips that. That sounds horrible.
That's a story. That's definitely a story.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I do agree. Now that I remember that clearly, because right when you said that, it's like the swishy, just swish out. I remember that exact feeling. I remember that. Like, I literally can picture the exact image in my head. That's
so, like, there it was so funny because we were going and, like, there's this, we were going for like a minute or two, and I was like, this is doing nothing. I was like, this is awful, but I'm like, maybe she's enjoying it, so I'll at least, like, I'm a considerate guy. I'm definitely not the guy, sometimes, I'm the guy that busts and turns around, but I'm not that guy most of the time, so I'm like, I'm at least gonna get her done, right?
Okay.
She turns around, she goes, this is not doing anything for me. I'm like, you either? Okay. I'm like, let's, all right, we're done. I'm like, I don't even want to finish up. Let's just get out of here.
I hate that feeling. Dude, that is actually pretty funny. Yeah. Like, sometimes, though, like, I've been trying to pretty much hook up some outdoor someplace, and we were, like, about to leave and just kind of got in the moment. And then we pretty much just tried, like, 15 different positions, but nowhere was comfortable because it was, like, it was, like, half in a rock, half, like, on level ground. Just yeah. Because it was, like, right outside of, like, a parking area. Mm-hmm. And, like, we were just, like, on a hike, basically. And, yeah, it was just – there was no even ground. There was rocks. There was leaves over – it was, like, a cliff over there. We're, like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Like, this is just, like, we're good. And then we just ran up into the car. We're just, like, let's just dip. I don't know why we did that.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Yeah.
You stupid fuck, are you still wearing Old Navy? You dumb sack of shit. Go to alternativeoriginal.com. What the fuck are you doing?
Hey. Okay. That was it.
I'm wearing fucking...
Is that what you're wearing?
Alternative Original, baby. This thing, I feel like I'm in a blanket right now. Like, I feel fucking...
Alternative Original, motherfuckers.
Yes. Probably the most comfy winter jacket I've ever worn. Looks comfy. This thing is wild. Got a diesel-ass hood.
Straight from a koala bear.
Mm-hmm. And you can, like, tighten the thing, so it's like a...
Tighter than a...
Tighter than... Probably gonna have to cut that out. But yeah, it's an ill snowboarding jacket, real-ass material. I'm actually starting to sweat just sitting here. I also got the fucking sweats on. But you can't see that in this. But
the
they're also
sweat skin.
Yeah, so fucking cool.
Look how fly this fucking guy is. Are you kidding me? Are you waking up in the morning, you're putting on your fucking Baby Gap clothes, and you're telling yourself you're not going to shop at Alternative Original? Look at this fucking guy.
Look
all
at
right?
me.
He's fly as fuck. He's dapper. You want to be
this
that fly?
Beautiful.
AlternativeOriginal.com, TBV Podcast. That's the promo code.
Again, discount code TBV Podcast. You will get 20% off your entire order. It's urban streetwear. They also sell art, other urban accessories as well, and it's all custom made. Alternative Original clothing. Back to the episode.
Can
happen like many different ways. Like they can have like mini orgasms that are like satisfying enough, and then have the real big long orgasm.
Dude, to be a girl, God bless.
Yeah.
Like, I know how it is to not get my nut, and I just can't imagine. I have a little sister. I'm gonna have the talk with her one day. Like, listen, you're gonna get with boys, and they're not gonna be able to get you off. And I'm sorry, that's just the way it is.
Jesus.
Yeah, she's gonna be like, huh?
Be like, okay, shit.
Yeah, true. You know.
Yeah.
It's real shit.
You gonna tell her that? You could just. She'll probably find that out from like her friends or something. Yeah, we're on.
Welcome back.
yeah, we're 100%.
I saw this post on Instagram.
Wait a
where...
minute. Hold on. Huh? Okay, talk again.
I'm talking.
We're good.
Okay, cool. So
I saw a post on Instagram.
I saw this post on Instagram where this girl, she was just talking about guys are talking shit when they don't want to wear a condom, but sometimes girls don't come when they have sex. And I have heard first tail accounts from women that can verify this. I don't know if you have, but being a girl and can you imagine having sex and not nutting once, just not nutting? It's like coming close, but like she just can't. She's like, oh, sorry, I give up. And I'd be pissed. I'd be like, what
I
the
would
fuck,
be pissed.
Bro?
Yeah.
Have you ever had to jerk off after sex?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Not fun.
No.
Almost a little degrading.
It is a little degrading.
Right?
It
is a little shameful.
It's like, if I do it in the room with you here, I'm shameful. If I leave to do it somewhere else, I'm also shameful.
It's just awkward and weird, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, though.
PSA, get your significant other off.
Well, that's... that's kind of like... I mean, not to get scientific with it, but...
Yeah.
I mean, guys have, like, a lot more testosterone, so when we sex... When we sex, we expect to come, I guess.
Get
we just
nut.
Expect to climax every yeah. time where, I guess, I don't know, like, girls don't have that much of a testosterone, yeah. feed. They don't, like, they don't lust it as much as we do, so I don't think they, like, need to get off every time. So, you know, like, I don't think it's that big of a deal for them where guys are like, I got blue balls. Fuck you. You know.
Well, yeah. Like, guys talk shit. Not going to lie. I completely zoned out. I'm so sorry, dude. I'm so sorry.
Such
I didn't
a
hear any of what you just said.
Were you staring into my eyes while you were doing that?
I'm just somewhere else. I'm so sorry. I do that so often, and
you're
I feel
an
bad.
Asshole.
I know, dude. I'm so. I apologize.
Oh my god,
it's not your fault. I'm just a jerk.
Jesus Christ.
I apologize.
That was hilarious.
My bad, dude.
Wow.
I do that a lot. I have selective hearing.
Yeah. I don't even think I should go back. I think we should just leave that right there and just go on to the next thing.
We can just move on. We'll leave it. PSA, get your significant other off. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
I was like, I didn't hear a thing he just said.
Did you watch?
Did I watch? No.
Okay.
No.
You don't have to go into it. I'm just asking. I'm going to keep asking every week. Don't worry. I got HBO Max.
I'm fucking unemployed. What do you want from me? To watch some TV? Bro, fuck you, bro. I'm out here grinding.
I know you have money to... What do you have prescriptions for right now?
Or I subscriptions? Have it. I have Disney Plus.
I forgot you do have it.
I do have it.
Yeah, we're not talking about this.
So
again.
Moving on.
I have HBO Max. Great investment. I fucking love that shit.
What do you watch?
Well, all the like new movies that are coming out in theaters, you watch it the same day they come out. So, I mean, I just watched Kong vs. Godzilla.
How bad was it?
It was pretty bad.
Okay.
Pretty bad. Really cool. Like, if you're just like, maybe if you like eat an edible and then smoke a joint and you're just baked out
okay,
of your mind.
Okay, so if you're not a human, if you're literally a vegetable, maybe the movie is like
yeah.
Music.
Like, they tried to tie in, so like Kong Skull Island was the beginning of this little trilogy.
Yeah, the one with the dinosaurs and shit.
Yep. And
that
then,
one was cool. I kind of liked it, even though people hated it. I liked
well, which one are you referring to? Like
with the dinosaurs and
the
shit.
The 3 or 4 hour one? They both have dinosaurs. There's two Kong ones.
I'm talking about the one that had a video game adaptation. Did they both have one?
I don't know.
I had the video game for this one, but it was like,
well, I think they all have.
Scene where King Kong grabs the dinosaur by the jaws and the T-Rex.
Yeah, that's in the old one. The old new one. That's the one in 2004.
Okay, I remember that one.
That one is dope as fuck. I actually like that one better than the new one.
Oh, they made a new one?
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck. Like, yeah. It's fucking Reptar. Yeah. Let's move on. But
I don't know. So yeah, I saw that bad movie. Zack Snyder's Justice League. I know you've been hearing about it.
I have. All over the place. I don't know why.
Have you seen the original Justice League? Like the one that's currently
out? I stopped
out?
Watching DC.
Okay.
Back when it was like just Superman. I actually don't even really like the Batman movies. I think they're decent.
Okay. So
my thing
not
is,
even in your alley.
When I watch a superhero, I want to watch him whoop ass. Not get his ass cleaned every 10 minutes. Yeah. And that's what you see in DC. Like, they get the asses. Well, the only person that doesn't get whooped is Superman, I feel.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say Man of Steel was a really good movie, but I think...
That's the last one I watched.
And yeah, I think all the rest of them are. They're pretty bad.
I'm done.
Yeah.
The Batman ones are interesting, but I'm not really... I think it's kind of cringy.
I mean, I like the ones with Christian Bale. That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't like the new ones, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
I guess the one with Robert Pattinson looks kind of cool, though. I'm not going to lie.
So the new one...
The new one. Yeah.
Do you like it?
Oh, the new Justice League?
The Zack Snyder.
Oh, it's a completely new movie, dude.
Is it good?
It's amazing. It's incredible. It is 4 hours long, though. Literally.
Can I watch it in pieces?
I don't. Yes, you can watch it in four chapters, four 1 hour things, or watch the whole thing. And I watched the whole thing 4 hours through.
I can't do that.
It's amazing.
Though.
It's incredible. The entire ending cutscene. Probably should have been taken out because they're like not continuing those movies anymore, and it just pretty much leads everyone to believe that they're continuing those movies.
Okay.
So you could probably cut off the last like 20 minutes.
That's too bad.
Probably like 3 hours.
I thought they were gonna do a new one. I thought they were trying.
Oh, I don't know.
With like Aquaman and shit. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I heard something like that, but. I don't remember it being under, like, these people. It's going to be under, like, new directors, new something. All right. I don't know. Some stupid
shit. Who knows?
Shit.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
TVs, movies.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was the original Justice League was dope. That one was 10 times better. What else did I watch on HBO Max? They got Mad Max on that shit. They got all the Matrixes. They got all Mad documentaries. Worth the money, I think. Mortal Kombat's coming out on it. That's gonna be dope.
Mortal Kombat.
Matrix 4 is gonna
Mortal
be
Kombat
out
hasn't been dope since 2005, I think, bro.
So, Mortal Kombat the game has been incredible.
There are better ones out there.
There are a lot better ones, yeah.
That's my thing. There was one really good one, I think it was X that came in a couple years ago. That one was awesome. I think all the ones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that one and the two newer ones are just extensions of that one. They're pretty good.
Fighting games, don't grab me.
They're evolving a little bit too. They're kind of getting more intricate. I kind of liked like the just smack them around.
Smack them around and
fucking kick them and uppercut them. Did you know that if you make $500,000, you are in the top 1% of Americans? That's fucking wild.
Good to know.
500K, dude.
That's not much.
That's easily attainable.
A year, right? Or just having 500K?
I think making 500K a year.
Okay.
That's probably another conversation, right?
What do you mean?
Because if you have mad people can say they have 500K, but making 500,000 a year,
It'd probably be harder to say, I have 500,000. Because all right, so I was talking to my little sister yesterday, and this is actually a pretty interesting concept. Like, when you're making more money, you're spending more money. So if you have a $40,000 a year job, you're going to have a $40,000 a year lifestyle. If you have a $500,000 a year job, you're going to have that lifestyle too. So
some people
you're not
are
saving
smart
a lot of it.
That,
some
though.
People are really right. savvy, but most people aren't.
Yeah.
So
that's like what people worry about. They're like, I don't know. They thought the lottery was rigged because a lot of people that are getting it like needed it basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like, why doesn't like just any like random shit piece of fuck like scumbag win the lottery? Like, you never hear that. I don't know. Weird theory, but I didn't really have a point with that.
Okay.
Top 500 or top 1% of America makes 500,000 or more.
I hope to be there at some point. You know, that being said, talking about direction, and I'm going to take this in a whole different direction, but dude, I'm
talking
like,
about direction, I'm going in reverse.
I'm going in reverse, bro, and we weren't even talking about direction, but either way, dude, I'm fucking so, I didn't realize this until kind of recently. Sales burned me out, man. Like, I made money, and I worked, and I had a lot of fun, and I had a great time, and I learned a lot. I think I'm a completely different person than what I was 3 years ago because of sales. But my God, am I burnt out, and I have nothing to show for it. Like, I have a little bit of money in my pocket, sure, but...
You have savings?
Yeah, I have savings, but yeah. At the same time, it's like...
But that's something to show for it, dude. That's all we can do right now.
Dude, like. I'm of this mindset, like... I'm not trying to bust my ass like that again because it's great when you're... All right, so I was in sales. For people that don't know, I was in sales for quite a while and I made decent money, but it's great when you're making that money, but those days when you're not making that money, those months when you're not hitting that quota, right. Sheesh, fucking stress on you. So I'm kind of looking for something really low-key. I was telling you about this earlier, but I'm gonna go get myself a girlfriend, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's funny. I was thinking some. If I wanted to bring this up in the second half, too.
Yeah, bring it up. Bring it up, bro. Let's do it. I'm going to go find myself a cutie with a booty.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm like...
I'm gonna live, bro. I'm fucking...
Well, I keep saying to myself that like I'm like really happy just kind of doing my own thing, not having anyone else in my life.
But... So here's the way I see it is... My year-long lease is up, right? And after that year long, I thought to myself, what did I accomplish? Am I proud of myself? Would I do it again? And the answer to the last question, would I do it again, is no. Like, why the fuck am I going to go through the same year that I just did? It was an okay year, and I had a lot of fun, but it was...
You don't feel like you had much to show for it.
I don't have much to show for it.
Do you think the pandemic affected that, though?
Undoubtedly, for sure. But at the same time, I'm just like, I don't want to do that again. So I'm going to try to head in a different direction. That's not true. I'm not heading in a different direction. I think I'm still going to head towards that direction. But what I'm doing right now is I'm just going to get a decent job that doesn't require too much of me. You know, I don't know. I've been applying something part-time.
Are you thinking of just doing something else in the meantime? Like, are you just going to, like, try to figure shit out, basically? So, like,
another part is I'm not just sitting doing nothing for a couple months. Bide my time, get an apartment that I really like that I don't have to rush into, and get a job that I really like that I don't have to rush into. A job that I can really research and be like, okay, this is the one. Because the last thing I want to do is get into another soulless, soul-sucking company, bro.
Yeah.
And not to say that's how my company was, but...
Yeah, I know drained. What you mean, though.
Cause I felt drained.
Especially if you don't feel like you went through all that, and like, now what?
Yeah.
Like, what did you do that for?
Literally, like, bro. It's just, and I'm like, just like, okay. I don't want to do that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if I should keep that in there.
Either way.
Okay, well.
Either way, it's just, I guess my point in this is, corporate America doesn't give a fuck about who you are.
Facts.
At all. There's no individuality, even if you think there is.
Yeah.
And at the other side of things, you also need some kind of motivation. This is something I realized in January of this year. I was sitting in my house and I was like, dude, I have what I want right now, but I'm missing those pieces, man.
Yeah. So no,
big.
I feel that.
So big, man. I'm not going to lie to myself. I need some loving.
Get
bro.
A girl, man.
A dog.
We should get out of this topic. A dog is actually not a bad idea.
Get a fucking dog. Yeah, dude. Get a fucking dog. Get a cat. Get a cactus.
Cactus are great. Cactus.
Yeah, you can pet it. You can hug it. You can.
Did you know?
Did I know?
That there's like salamanders like here.
Yeah.
In New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know that. And I bet it's been like that my whole life.
We have, like, deer and shit and moose. Yeah,
but salamanders?
Yeah, they're all over the world, bro.
Why did I think they were, like, more south?
Thinking about lizards. Salamanders are in cold environments. Can be, at least.
I did not know that.
I used to fuck around with salamanders as a kid. I've always liked lizards. Salamanders are just wet lizards. I used to find them all the time. If it's a summer day, it's hot as shit, it gets moist underneath the rocks because they fog up. I don't know.
Yeah.
So you just move a big rock and you can see like four or five just.
I was going to say, away. I've seen like tiny ones, but I feel like it was always. By like a river or something. I don't know. It was always like some like weird spot that I just didn't go to often. So I just thought they like weren't around here that much.
And you ever kill anything? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were done.
Well,
pretty interesting.
Weird bunch, but.
Sorry. Have you ever killed an animal?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. You want to go here?
I mean, I'm just curious. You know, you ever like as a kid, you know, you're running around New Hampshire. My dad always gave me a lot of freedom. So I always had like a knife on me and flip a rock. There's a frog. You stab the frog.
Okay. So I've killed a frog. That's an animal.
Yeah, it's an animal, of course.
Okay, so I've killed a frog.
But, like, I mean, like, in that context, as a kid, for no reason other than just to see if you can. Not that sounds really psychopathic.
That sounds psychopathic.
I didn't mean it like that.
So what? I'll tell you how it happened, I guess.
Shoot.
So, yeah, I mean, I just grew up with a few kids. I'll anal this, you know. And my next-door neighbor would... like shoot BB guns at like squirrels and beavers and gophers and shit. I don't think we ever really like connected to any of them, but I think his brother did a few times. But so I would just go around with him in my neighborhood and we would just kind of just be fucking around, I don't know, building a forge, doing weird shit. And one day we would just kind of like saw a frog and like he just like flew it up with a stick and I took another stick and just wailed it and it was a pretty heavy, thick stick, and it just, like, split in two. It kind of, like, blew up a little bit. It was pretty gross.
It blew up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it didn't, like, splat.
Wow, but that started off really cute, bro. Like, in my mind, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like, I'm here right now.
and then you're like, Jesus. The frog. I'm like, oh, he flipped the frog. I'm like, how did he die?
Actually,
and then I wailed him.
There was another time where, actually.
Oh, there's another time?
Fuck, with a frog, too. I just thought about
this. Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, there was actually two more with frogs. Dude. This is fucked up. That thing didn't survive.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, good.
We were all kind of doing that.
Well,
there's other things too. I don't know if I should keep going.
No, don't. We're done moving now. On. We're done. I was.
What's your story?
This fucking guy's a psychopath. I'm getting out of here, bro. I'm not. I got. Where's my knife? Dude, you fucking took my knife when I got in here, right?
No, I didn't. Dude, no, you're fucking. No, it's fine.
That's crazy. All right.
Now we're good.
Which turns off all the lights.
All of them just go off when it is. Yeah.
No, I mean, as a kid, I did it once and I felt really bad about it. It was a frog, too. I had a knife.
I did
and
feel
it was
bad. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I did it. But
I laughed, though.
Yeah.
But I did feel bad.
That
does sound really fucking dark.
Yeah, we can move on. We can move
Damn.
On. People
are going to think I'm a serial killer.
Oh, I think you're a serial killer.
Like, people already think
you're definitely a serial killer.
Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah. So, have you ever owned, like, a reptile lizard or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it?
I had a leopard gecko growing up. I also had a bearded dragon.
I might get a bearded dragon, dude.
Great.
For here.
Great, amazing,
beautiful. I might put a little aquarium or whatever it is, maybe right in that corner where that box is. That'd be dope, right?
It'd fit your character. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I also went to DR and PR, which is Dominican Republic. I shouldn't have even abbreviated, but Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. And in both those places, I used to catch lizards. It's pretty fun.
Oh, wow.
You know how to catch a lizard?
Well, I've done it once, but it wasn't on purpose.
Okay. So here's a really – every kid knows how to catch a lizard over there. It's like one of the first things they teach you when you grow up. It's really simple. You can take any string off your clothes, your socks, and that's the whole point of it is you can catch a lizard with a really long leaf if you get a nice leaf. So you get a string, and what you want to do is you just want to make a loop and put one end inside of it and have it like that. And don't tighten it, but have it. Lizards are notorious because – they will stay still because they think you don't see them because they blend with their environment. So that's like their response to stuff. So they'll see you and they'll panic, but they'll stay still because that's their response.
Right.
So you get the noose around their neck and they'll let you put it right over their neck and you'll fucking tug it. And as soon as you tug it on the neck and it's firm, then they try to jolt, but you just hold one end of the string and it's your lizard and it's really easy to kill them by accident. But
I was just gonna say, yeah. Have you ever just been like,
yeah, but it's so fun to catch lizards. Oh, shit. Yeah, I have.
Yeah. So wait, what's the largest animal you've killed? I don't know why. I kind of want to go back
largest?
To this. Largest?
Yeah. I mean, I ran over a thing a couple years ago.
That was mine too.
Yeah, I think it was like a big ass raccoon.
Oh Jesus!
I was freaking out, bro. It was huge,
raccoons are
bro.
Huge, bro.
Yeah, they're fucking big. I went over, boom, boom, and I was like,
yeah.
Fuck. And I saw this thing. It was just literally a black figure run across the highway. I was going like 70, hits my tire.
Boom, oh, boom, you were on the highway,
and it goes back into the forest. I'm like, that was fucking Chewbacca. That was Bigfoot.
Good thing you didn't fucking. Get like go through your windshield. You just fucking swerve off or something. Going 70.
No, I ran over it, bro.
Yeah, no, but that's still like petrifying. You know what I mean?
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, I killed a bunny, and that I felt really bad. But
yeah, I've been there, dude. And then it was on my way to work, so I drove by it the next day, and I was like, oh, I definitely didn't kill it, right? And at the same spot, there was a dead squirrel.
It yeah, was a squirrel from no, before. I was driving F-150. Actually,
are you talking about video games or
no? It was a truck F-150. Yeah, sorry. I don't want to tell the rest of that story.
We can move on.
Yeah.
So.
okay, I was at Applebee's the other day, and I noticed this so often, but I don't know if it's a conversation or not. Why the fuck do old, kind of fat white dudes think that every single person at the bar wants to talk to them? They will shout to every single person and speak to everyone at the bar.
They're mansplaining, dude, bro.
I stopped there Thursday night.
White people, bro.
After work. In my fucking suit.
Animals.
Because I wear a suit to work, you know? Okay. Like, because I just... It's not a suit. It's just a fucking button.
A blazer.
With a blazer. That's it. Yeah. So I walk in. And I just walk up to the bar, and they're like, okay, yeah, they'll sit down. And then this guy's like, oh, yeah, suit's coming in. I'm like, here we fucking go. I immediately am like, I'm already ticked. Yeah. I'm like, all right, this is not going to.
So did you sit at the bar?
No, yeah, I sat at the bar because I'm a patient man, and I wanted my alcohol.
Okay, fair.
I sat there. I was
suit's like, coming in, huh?
I was like,
big shot.
Exactly, right?
A big shot, big keg.
I'm just sitting there, and I'm literally lit just like, yeah, thanks. And he's like, yeah, I'm just messing with you, buddy. And he looks over to the other guy at the bar, and he's like, how's your drink? I'm like, wow. Okay, I don't know if this guy's drunk, but I don't think he was drunk.
You see that all the time, bro. Fucking
dude, it pisses me off.
Does it?
Badly.
Yeah.
Like, I ended up, like, just talking with, so, like, he doesn't know he was the one who pissed me off, but I wanted to get food, too. Soon as he just started talking, I'm like, I'm just getting a shot and then I'm leaving.
Yeah.
So the woman comes over and she's like, okay, she wiped off the table. She's like, what can I get you? And I'm like, do you have a Jaeger? And she's like, I think so. Yeah. What do you want? And I'm like, just a shot. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, can I actually have two shots? Like, just two. And I'm just going to cash out right now. And she's like, okay. She's like, I'm going to give you them one at a time though. I'm like, sure. Whatever. Take your time. Like,
right.
I'm in no rush.
Right.
Guy's like, had a rough week. I'm like,
shut the fuck
I'm like,
up, dude.
I'm not having one right now. Dude. Yeah.
Why don't you tell him to shut up or like just not talk to you, bro? I'm rude, bro.
I
like,
don't
dog.
Want to have conflict with any.
I'll fight anybody, bro.
I've had too much of it. If someone's gonna have to piss me off for me to really hit them now,
like, yeah.
I've fought too much. I'm fucking done with it. So yeah, I don't know if someone gets me there. Or if I'm really drunk, I hope not.
Well, don't get really drunk then.
Yeah.
We don't want that to happen. But
some people, when I get really drunk, know that I get angry when I'm really drunk. So they'll like tell me things like to fuck with me, like friends do.
Like Eric. Yeah. I know that. Excuse me. Dude, I tell people like that, like, hey, I'll be like, yo, I turn away. I make it very obvious with my body language that I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
The majority of the time they pick it up, but I have had people continue talking to me and I'm like, bro, I'm over here on my phone. Just,
yeah.
And I'm just like, give me
I just
space.
Gave the good old one.
I'll fight you. I swear to God, I'll fight anybody, dude. If someone was like, yo, no, talk to me, bro. I'll be like, Doug. I don't care if I lose this
homie,
fight. Like, I don't care, bro.
Yeah, like, this is worth it to me.
Well, no, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I don't know. I think I'm talking a lot of shit, to be
Jesus,
honest.
I was going to say, didn't we have this?
I think I'm talking a lot of shit.
You're in an angry place right now. I think that's just what it is.
I'll get aggressive. Yeah, maybe.
Have you eaten? I'm fucking starving. I got to
really
cook some food after this, yeah. You're like, well, oh boy. Yeah, but
I'm a damn good cook.
Yeah.
And one of the
I have steak, chicken, rice, noodles. You can fucking
Oh dude, I'll chef you up. But my point in that is that I'm staying with my pops right now, and one of the stipulations is that I'm the chef while I'm there.
Okay. Oh boy.
Yesterday, dude, let me put it into context.
Okay.
How great it is cooking for my dad. I love it. Now, usually people are like, yeah, cook for your dad. It's cool. My dad's a piece of work. All right. So yesterday, my stepmom makes a soup. She makes a clam chowder. She serves it to him. And he takes a bite. He goes, uh-uh. This isn't good. He goes, babe, what'd you use? You use cream or milk? She's like, cream. He's like, mm-mm, use milk. And she's like, no, I definitely use cream. He's like, did you add salt? And she's like, I added salt. He's like, this is awful. This is terrible. This is bad. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
This is I hate this. And he was complaining, like, why are there potatoes in this? Why is there chicken in this? Blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, he's like, I'm not eating this. I'm not fucking eating this. I'm not eating this bullshit.
He should have just said that from the start and just saved everyone that.
And then they ordered Buffalo Wild Wings for
Jesus
delivery.
Christ. They didn't even. Wow.
So
she cooked all that and he just didn't fucking.
And then she tossed it all out. She's like, yeah, this soup does kind of suck. Yeah. I was like, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's really not that bad.
Should have brought some here. I'm always.
She tossed it out.
Oh, true.
It was corn chowder.
She really?
Tossed it yeah.
She just tossed it?
She just tossed it. It was simple, but it was decent. It.
Yeah.
So just living there is. Cooking a lot for a grown-ass man that is very picky.
Yeah.
Very picky. And
that doesn't sound fun.
No, it's very stressful.
How old are you? You're 25, right?
No, I'm 24.
You're 24?
Turning 25. And May 31st. I'm young.
Yeah.
Baby bro.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm asking. I don't want to get too deep.
No worries, bro.
Have you seen anything about Joe Budden podcast? Do you follow up with any of that mm-mm, shit? Mm-mm. I fucking love that podcast.
No, I only do Tom Segura and Ethan Klein. Those are my two.
It's a really good podcast if you don't want just straight comedy. They're just talk about everything in the music world and
I they want shit straight on people. Comedy. Yeah, you know? I don't really care too much. That, if I wanted that, I would watch Charlamagne. God,
I hate the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Yeah,
I think it's. I sway in the morning. I think
it's,
love them.
It's
Charlamagne,
too mainstream
love
now. To be honest, I think it's a little
classic.
Too,
yeah, classic was a lot better, but it's a little, still good.
Yeah, I do like Sway in the Morning a little bit better.
Sway in the morning. Wake your punk ass up.
Rick and Morty season 5 was announced. I swear to God, I thought that was already out, but I guess.
Have you seen season 4?
Yes, it's all on. All right,
Blue. Dude. I like Rick and Morty a lot.
Yeah.
Seasons 1 through 3, awesome.
Yeah.
I felt by season 3, though, like it was still good, but I still felt like number 1 was the strongest out of
I
all
I thought
of them.
3 and 4 were the better ones.
Bro, 4 was the best season, hands down.
Facts,
dude.
That season
was
amazing.
So fucking good, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, actually laughing.
I thought you were going the other way. I was
like,
about to argue about this.
No, bro. I finished season 4
yeah.
when Rick just sits there and he's just like, I'm a shitty father.
Two fucking moms
and I was
back.
Like,
spoiler alert. Two fucking moms
yeah,
back.
Spoiler alert. Sorry. Yeah. Dude, how fucking good was season 4,
dude,
though?
Dude, incredible.
Like, I'm going to put it better than the first 3.
It's better than the first
and
3.
And that's a strong statement,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
But they did it so much justice that I'm worried about season 5. Like, I don't know, it better get better, but if it doesn't, if
I feel
worse,
like with how much time they've had now, it's like kind of like dude. There can't be, it has to be better.
It can't be bad.
Like, it literally, if better is my minimum expectation, yeah. I'm expecting almost more than better.
Do you like Solar Opposites?
I liked the first season, but I
it's
never
weak.
Went back
it's
and
weak.
Watched another episode.
I feel like it's a cash grab. Rick and Morty, it's true. But
yeah.
I feel like Solar Opposites is a cash grab.
I think Solar Opposites, I'll watch one time and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll go through the whole season. I'm like, that was cool. I like the spinoff. I'm back
the
to Rick and Morty.
Sorry. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Dude, season 4 was so fucking good. And hold on, let me actually pull it up on yeah. Hulu so I can
June
tell
20th,
you.
By the way. I don't think I said that yet. June 20th is
But they're
when
dropping
season
it episode
5.
By episode.
Yes.
Right?
They're doing
so
weekly, per like week. The good old shit.
All right, hold on. Let me actually, I want to tell you, because there's just one episode that I watch. And I was like, dude, this is the best one. Season 4. Dude, there are so many. The dragon one was awesome.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Dude.
With the fucking cat.
Yeah, and the cat.
The cat was awesome, dude. It was such a good side story. I hope they come back to it.
Right. They have been going. I love where they call back to their previous seasons and shit.
I'm going to say, but it started off so strong with the brain crystal.
Dude, the brain crystal.
The death crystal.
One of my favorite episodes. Like,
so good,
period.
Dude. Yeah.
Like, that really is one of my favorite. Like, they kill Rick on the first. I'm like, oh, shit.
I know,
I was,
dude,
like, bro.
Like, that's the start. And then he goes, like, universe to universe.
And then he goes back to a season three in some other universe. Yeah, and he's like, wait, dude, a minute.
So then it kind of puts it into perspective. The only two people that are original from, like, the first episode, first season, are Rick and Morty.
Right.
Everyone else is some.
I think,
kind
like
of
the idea though
universe.
Is like, I don't know,
having two Beths. That
that's
awesome.
We follow them, I guess, for that reason, because we could be following any other set of Rick and Mortys. I yeah. like how they set that principle of like them away from everyone else. Amazing show, dude. I can't wait
so
for fucking
good.
Season five.
There's a small detail that I've had in my brain since I watched it, and I think it's so dumb, but I just want to put it out there. There's this episode where Rick has sex with a planet.
Yeah.
And he goes back because she's like, oh, I'm having kids, whatever. So yeah. he goes there and the kids are all dying.
Right.
So he kind of sets them up. When the kids are being born, they say, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. And at first I was like, why are they saying that? Because that's all they say. Literally, that's all they say until the very end. When the kids are born out of the planet, they say, I am.
I am.
Bro, I think, therefore I am. So it's telling you right away that they're sentient, like they're actually people. And I was like, that's such a small thing that they never elaborate.
I was going to say,
never
they
go
didn't
back to
like
it,
even
mention
point
it.
Point to it,
yeah.
really.
But if you go back and watch an episode when they're born, they say,
are you sure that's
I
what
am.
They say that's, too?
They say, I am, I am, I am,
I
am,
I am.
So I think, therefore I am. So it's kind of telling you like,
right.
these
that's
aren't just
pretty
animals.
Ingenious. Like,
yeah.
That's,
I was
fucking,
like, that's such a cool little
yeah,
fucking detail,
that's a gem.
You know?
I don't know, dude. The way they fucking...
I fucking loved it.
Yeah, I know. We're going to be like Rick and Morty.
And badass Beth, she's a beast, bro.
Yeah, she's a beast. I love how, like, because we didn't really know if she was a clone after that, like, first time they did that. And, like, now it's like, oh, shit. Like, one of them actually did get separated and one is a clone.
How do you feel about Jerry coming back?
I don't care. I feel like it's not a bad, like, attribute to the... to the family, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
I kind of like the dynamic.
Do you like Jerry? He's cringe, mega.
He is, but like I feel like the show kind of needs that, like, because they're like someone's gonna be thinking from some stupid, dumb white guy angle.
Well,
and he's like a real stupid, dumb
he's
white
really
guy.
Stupid,
and he says dumb white
really,
guy shit.
But here's the thing is, he's super relatable though.
He's
super relatable because he's a real person in that situation.
And he does, like, say his feelings. Like,
yeah, and everyone else like, is oh. like, he'd be like, oh, that makes me feel bad. And someone will be like, shut the fuck up,
yeah,
guy,
right.
you dumb piece of shit.
I feel like that's so funny, though. I feel like that's needed
I love it.
For the show. That's
so
like...
there have been moments, and I feel like other people have felt this, where I'm watching Rick and Morty, and I'll sympathize with Jerry. And then later on in the show, I'll be like, Jerry's such an asshole.
Yeah, you're like a
and
stupid
And I'll
fuck.
Feel like an asshole, right. like, I'm a stupid fuck.
Yeah.
I can't believe I sympathize
I
with
do
that
kind
asshole.
Of, I don't know. I know? Immediately was just like, yeah, fuck Jerry. And then, like, it kind of just seemed
nah,
like...
he's kind of all right.
Well, because I didn't know how the show was going to go. I was just like, okay, fine, I'm on board, like,
yeah.
the thing. Like,
he
I wasn't
redeems
really...
himself every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. June 20th.
So making moves, great shows coming out, trying new things.
Trying new things.
Yeah.
Quavo and his girl broke up. Apparently it was an altercation.
I don't care. I saw that video, by the way. It was really interesting.
That was what I was
going to
ask. Yep. Elevator video.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts on it?
He didn't really touch her. She was snatching at him. He grabbed his shit. She started wiling and he just took his shit and left. I feel bad for them, though, because airing your dirty laundry like that is really embarrassing. And I grew up in a family where my parents argued a lot, and they were very public about it. It was very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I feel like I was going to say something to that, too, but I forgot now. What's your face cleaning routine?
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, all right, cool. So I have a face cleaning routine that I just started doing. And basically, I started doing it because I want to take care of my skin. I want to look good. I want my beard to be healthier. I want to not have, like, sun damage in my 40s because I like to tan. So I'm going to also start wearing sunscreen, but let me back up a little bit. So my best friend has been doing a skincare routine, and he's doing it every day, and he's really vocal about it. He's telling me about it all the time, and he's always schooling me and telling me like really interesting shit. So he bought me skincare products for my face so I can clean my face. Dude, I sound so nasal. I can't breathe. I got dog hair all over me, and I'm like kind of allergic.
Oh.
That's the worst.
You open the window?
No. I'd rather be have allergies than be cold. So no worries. I'll take the less of the two evils. So, bro, so he bought it for me, and I've been doing it basically every day when I'm in the shower. While I'm doing my body lather, I get that soap. I lather, put it on my face, on my head, because I'm fucking bald. So I go back, go down to my beard, right? I let it sit for 10 or 15 seconds, and then I rinse it off. When I get out of the shower, because of that soap, my skin is so dry, crazy dry. Like if I did not do anything from that point forward, it'd get tight because of how dry it is.
Jesus.
Yeah. So it's a really good like cleaning. So what I do now is I grab the lotion, put it all over my face, let it sit in. And it's a little oily at first. And it is uncomfortable the first couple of days, but you get used to it. And now I love it. So that's my story.
I'm interested.
I had to school my sister.
Can you buy me some? Can you show me where to buy some?
Yep. You want to get some Sarah?
Well, I have the face wash. I'm good with face wash.
Like, you got face wash. Yeah.
I have a body wash and then a separate face wash. I do the whole beard and everything.
Yep. Yeah. You want to get in the beard too.
But I never do anything right after I get out of the shower. I just let it sit.
You gotta do lotion.
My face is crusty.
Yeah. It will.
I could be my whiteness, but boy, dude, I get like zits from how crusty
I
am.
Well, that's what it is. Is that when it's really dry, you can get filled up with dirt. You know what I mean?
Touch peanuts and then touch my face too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not terrible, but take care of your skin. I lotion every single day. You gotta put me onto this. Yeah, I got you.
I got you. I'm glad
CeraVe, that's the product, I'm telling you. Face cleanser, face lotion, you only need two products. Not a big deal. If you really want to take care of your skin, get yourself some sunscreen.
Yeah.
That's coming from a guy that I love to tan, and I love being like I get really dark. I've told you about this, but I get really, really dark.
Right.
I love to be out in the sun, but I'm going to start wearing sunscreen because the sun is fucking so bad for your skin. It's awful.
I feel like I wear it regardless and I still burn.
But a little bit is good.
I feel like I should use more.
SPF has an effect of diminishing returns. So you can go SPF 100 and it's not going to do much more for you than SPF
50. Well, I was just going to say, like, I'm going to stick with, like, my 30 or whatever the
all
hell
you
it
need,
is.
My point is, all you need is 25.
Okay,
20, 25.
I'll just stick with that one, but apply it more is what I meant. I don't want to, like, use a higher
more
SPF.
More often. That's what it is.
No, just have, like, a thick layer. Like,
you could do that, too.
I'm good.
That works out really well. Yeah, you look like, really dumb.
You do it constantly. Dude, when I was in Mexico, I got fucking – I almost got, like, sun poisoning from how hot that sun got because – I had like a bald head, basically. Even with this much hair, like it would fucking still burn the top of my scalp. Mm-hmm. And I put sunscreen on it.
That's why they wear some sombreros, bro.
Nothing happened.
For sure. Take care of your skin.
Gotta get a sombrero next time I go somewhere like that. That's a good idea.
Dude, I used to have a sombrero in my car. I used to wear it out everywhere. And people used to ask me for it. It's always white kids. I used to get pissed. So I had, I worked at a Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
And they had sombreros for the birthdays. And I had one of the nice, no, thank you. And I had one of the nicer ones. And I took it, and I used to wear it to the mall and shit. And there's one day I was at the mall just wearing my sombrero, just chilling because I'm a clown like that. And some white kid comes up to me. He's like, yo, bro, I like your sombrero. I'm like, thanks. He goes, can I have it? And I looked at him. I was like, no.
Get the fuck out.
What the fuck do you want? You going to take what's off my plate? Fuck you, dog.
Right.
I didn't say it like that.
Yeah.
But I gave him that energy.
Right.
I was like, no. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Like, who do you think you are?
Like, he was like, oh, I just was wondering if I can have it. I was like, no, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, if you want, go to Margaritas and get one. But, like, I'm that kind of guy. Like, I get – let me tell you, the only person with the audacity to ask you for something that's yours is a white kid.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Well, dude, if anyone did that to me, yeah, I'd be like, get the fuck away from me,
get
dude.
Get the fuck
like,
out of my
you,
face.
I'd be like, no, why would you think this is okay?
I get
like,
pissed, dude.
Yeah.
That was such a small
stupidity
thing.
Does piss me the fuck off. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. But I don't know. Even, like, that guy at the bar, like, I feel like –
oh, dude.
I feel like he had, like, he has nothing else in his life.
He's, to me, he's a loser.
Sitting at that bar and trying to talk to new people.
To me, that's a loser.
Exactly. In my eyes. So, like, I don't want to sit there and just, like, diminish this drunk white piece of shit.
Well,
I don't think he was even drunk. He was just fucking...
That's how some people are. And in the right context, it's great.
Yeah.
But I fucking hate it. And that's why I stopped going to bars.
But that's, again, why I just left. I removed myself from the situation. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to eat anymore. I'm just going to shot down.
It's one thing if you talk to somebody and they're interesting, but just a fucking white guy. And they're at every bar. It's at every Applebee's. It's just how it is. I don't fucking get it, but whatever. Moving on. You know. White people shit. Bars. That's all I got, bro.
Yeah, no, I agree. What if pyramids were built?
Don't hit me with alien shit.
Just don't to hide it, something within them.
No.
What if?
No.
What if, though?
No.
But what if? Let's take it wild. What if it was like a...
Do you remember my joke that I did when I first met you? At Goatstock, my dad with the ancient aliens.
Yeah, but I'm not. Let's not take it to aliens. Let's not take it to aliens. Cool, let's go somewhere like weird with it. What if there's a giant furry meteor inside of pyramids?
It's just like it's like a meteor, but it has fur.
Like oozing like. Dog fur.
Yeah, and like it's warm. I don't know why this, it's warm. It's warm.
And they're just like, I don't know. They don't want anyone else to know it exists.
Excavated around the rock, around the meteor, and it's just a ball of fur.
And then they built the fucking stones to cover it up. Like, what if some crazy shit is just
you can go to the pyramids.
Yeah, but I have to believe that something is either in the middle or way beneath it, like directly beneath it. You know what I mean? Yeah, they got to be doing something.
Nah, dude. Dead people probably. That's like the only thing that's interesting.
Yeah.
Man, a mammoth?
I'm just thinking the first shit that comes to my mind.
A mammoth. I respect.
What if you go in there and there's just like a portal to another part of the world?
To where?
I don't know. Like a wormhole to like China.
Yeah, but where? It has to be useful. If it's a wormhole to...
What if it's the opposite side of the planet? 1,000 feet
above Japan, where you fucking splat on the ground.
That'd be so funny.
So useless. I'm the first person to test out where this goes. You jump in, and it's just...
But like, everyone who goes in it, we just never hear from them again. We think they go to heaven. And then like,
in Japan on the news, white men are falling from the sky. We don't get it. Or Middle Eastern. This is Egypt, sorry.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
I don't know. What if
I think about silly things, but I don't think about silly things like that.
I want to try to believe that there's some cool shit like that on the planet that we don't know about. Maybe one day someone will just be like, "Yeah, so there's like a train tunnel that if you go in it, you just come out of like in Alaska." Like I don't know, like some weird shit like that. I don't know. I'm hopeful. I got peanuts stuck in my teeth.
Some penis?
Yes, that's all my shit. I'm like pretty much good, dude. We went over like everything. Manchester chaos, fuck this city, parking lot, drivers. Yeah, I don't really want to go into that. That's too much chaos.
Yeah, I don't care.
Gun to your head.
Hit me with it.
You have no knuckles or like joints in your hands. So you just have like noodly hands.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like flopping around everywhere or in your feet. It's only one or the other, so it's just like literally, like you can't do anything with them. It's just skin going back and forth.
Probably my feet.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd wheelchair it for life?
Well, you could figure it out. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of tough. I like to be active, so I'd keep my hands, preferably. Basically, you're asking me what I would give up first, my hands or my feet, and I'd definitely give up my feet first.
Yeah,
because I can do more with my hands.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Like I don't want spaghetti hands.
I feel like your feet just make life convenient, but your hands are kind of necessary for most shit.
Yeah, exactly. Without feet, you could still figure life out. And you can always amputate.
Without
and get some
legs,
fucking
you
rods.
Could figure life out. So, like, without arms, I mean, people do figure it out, but I feel like it's a lot harder to come by.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That was a weird one. Do you got any? Gun to your head. I just like to do that.
Okay. Chicken wings or ribs?
There's a gun to my head and I have to choose chicken wings or ribs? I'll go with ribs.
Why?
I like the meat better. I like to cook.
Well, you're wrong, so.
So I'm dead?
So you're dead.
All right.
Sorry, bro.
This was episode 45. No,
I'm with you with ribs. I'm with you with ribs.
Yeah.
The right way. The problem is, have you ever had shitty ribs? You're sitting here and you have the first bite of them and you're just like.
I actually, not going to lie, I've never really had shitty ribs.
Well, it's just meat and barbecue sauce.
That's the best part. What do you mean? You don't want that much bone. Well, you do, but not that much.
Man. You're going to make me cry. Okay. I'll cook for you. Don't worry about it.
All right. Hamburgers or hot dogs?
Hamburgers all day. That's not even a competition, bro. Right. Unless if we're talking like premier hot dogs, like some sausage shit.
Yeah.
Some good shit. Like when you bite it and they snap back at you. They have some sausage.
Isn't that like an Italian sausage, though? That's not a hot dog. Because an Italian sausage or a hamburger, I'm going Italian sausage with those peppers and all the shit. Dude, that shit's fire.
Yeah,
bro. The fucking festival that goes on in Lawrence. What the hell is that called?
There's a lot. There's a...
It's the Italian one.
Oh,
I think it's called the Italian Festival.
Is it? Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Best fucking Italian sausages I've ever had were at food stands at that goddamn
festival. I'll make you the best Italian sausages you've ever had. I'll make them for you.
I'm going to hold you to that. Okay. I'm a picky eater. I'm not a picky eater, but I'm a big food critic.
All right. Well, we're talking about this later. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brutal View. Yeah, tune in next week.
We love you guys. Call the podcast, 603-922-4074. Text us, send us a dick pic. Email brutalview at
semiadickpic@gmail.com. Dick ratings. Send them.
I am John.
I'm Ruben.
This was a pleasure. Happy Tuesday. Happy April 6th, right? Something like that.
April 2nd? What the fuck?
No, because it's Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's April 6th.
That's true.
So we're going to hope it's April 6th. I hope your Easter was good.
Who cares about that shit? Get laid, get paid, baby.
There you go. God isn't real.
God isn't real. See ya. So...